Thought we could stick 2 halves together there. First half at Ashton, second half today. We'll have a decent game.
Yeah, thought we were excellent. First half and second half. First half, sort of at half time, we've swung the channel there because that wind and the pitch and the pressure that Buxton tried to put us under. I thought we were magnificent. And funnily enough, I thought we had the better chances in the first half. The keepers pulled off a great save from Callum. Great run from Ashley Mulholland. And then second half, you know, with the wind, got the breakthrough, great run from Wolfie, and you know, cutting in on the inside and a good finish. And then bit of a mix-up for the second goal, but well finished by Arch. You've got to be there to finish him. And then I thought we controlled the game virtually, you know, brilliant, superbly well. You know, it was a game today for firstly going and winning the battle, which I thought we did, and I thought we were led in that by Dave Birch. I thought he was absolutely magnificent today. You know, so it's a great bounce back from Boxing Day. You know, so that's credit to the lads. They've seen what, you know, they let themselves down on Boxing Day, but come back fighting today.
It seemed like that first half they didn't trust themselves on the pitch to get it done and play. You know, but once he actually, like I said, got used to actually the conditions and the wind and whatever, it all clicked together.
Yeah, I'd give Buxton credit for that, because I thought they really got on the front foot. I said, if you have a touch in the midfield, expect the next one to be a tackle, because no matter how good the touch was, the pressure that they were applying was good from them. So, you know, you've got to give them credit for that. But the lads weathered it and deservedly come out with the 3 points.
And so often in the interviews you talked about the second half and not getting a start and not coming to the dressing room, but 2 goals in 2 minutes after what, 50 goals in 2 minutes, it kills it then, doesn't it?
You know, sometimes you don't really need to say anything on that account at half time, and the lads know on Boxing Day they didn't come out in the second half anywhere near like they should do, and you know, today they've put that right, so that's credit to them.
And Trafford on Saturday, I know we've seen Trafford a few times, same match, and they played well on that bank holiday.
Yeah.
I think we said then, you know, they'll win more than they'll lose, and it's not quite panned out for them like that, but they've got some very, very good, decent players.
Yeah, they've got the likes of Shelton Payne, who can win a game on his own. We know how they'll set up.
Yeah, exactly.
Unless Horney's got someone.
Well, I was going to say, we don't know. Nobody will.
I'd be able to find that out in an AGZ at some point.
Yeah, exactly.
No, but he's, you know, Horney's kind of, when we've sat down and we've had a pint, we've discussed football. You know, I've talked him through the way that we set up and why we set up that way, and you know, he's, you know, kind of adopted it a little bit. You know,
exactly.
He's probably tweaked it a bit and put his own stamp on it. But it'll be a good football match. It'll be one that we, you know, at home, you know, we've got to get on the front foot and cause them problems, but we need to be aware of the threat that they can also pose.
Just keep them off the wheel on Tuesday night.
Yeah, there'll be nowhere near it. There'll be nowhere near it. Chris Worsley can have one if you want.
Yeah, exactly. Cheers, see you then.